Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this. Many producers grow the same crops year after year because there appears to be no other options. Well, Sesico has been providing a solution to this problem for 37 years by developing sesame varieties and production practices that will work on your farm. Sesico is currently offering double crop contracts to producers in Oklahoma and North Texas. Contracts are offered on an acre basis with conveniently located seed dealers and delivery points. To see if sesame will work for you, contact Jared Johnson at 405-531-7840.
End insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of Diacom IGR plus Sentinel insecticide gives you the long-term control of an insect growth regulator plus the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7777.
Well, hog contracts likely to open moderately lower here today, checked by generally bearish implications of the June 1 hogs and pigs report that came out on Friday, and long liquidation. The cattle complex should also begin on the defensive, pressured by follow-through selling and faltering beef carcass values. The cash cattle trade should typically be quiet today as packers make their rounds collecting new show lists. We expect the last week of the month offering to be somewhat larger than last week's, thanks to limited trade volume totals. On the other hand, aggressive chain speed last week surely would work to promote general feedlot currentness. We'll look for the cash hog trade to open with basically steady bids. Processing margins are okay, but generally narrowing thanks to rising live costs and relatively slow carcass appreciation. We expect this week's slaughter to fall below 2.1 million head as the chain speed moves toward a seasonal low sometime in mid to late July. On the grains, corn did close a few cents lower Friday and well up from the day's lows, while soybeans dropped more than 20 cents following Britain's surprising vote to leave the European Union. The Brexit vote sent equities sharply lower while lifting gold and the dollar. While the crops were pressured, losses were less than in the other markets. The winter wheat closed mostly lower, with Kansas City's hard red winter setting more contract lows and the three lead soft red winter months setting contract lows. On continuous charts for a lead month, soft red winter was at a six-week low. Kansas City's hard red winter was the lowest since 2006. Well, corn futures settled lower for the day and week at a six-week low. New crop December was under four key moving averages and its 20 and 50-day moving averages. More rain is likely Saturday in the Midwest, but the heaviest amounts appear to be over for now. Soybeans closed with double-digit losses following the Brexit exit vote and this week's rain. The actively traded July and November were lower for the week, the second straight week, and both finished under their 20-day moving averages. We'll check futures in a moment.
Cattle producers, your next Superior chance to buy cattle coming up Friday, July 1st, from Superior Livestock Auction on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction will start at 8 a.m. Central Time with 17,500 head of cattle to be offered, 3,200 yearling steers, 2,200 yearling heifers, 4,200 weaned calves, 5,300 calves on cows. For more details about this week's sale, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Well, August live cattle at the close down 297 at 110.87. October down 275, 110.87. The feeder cattle, August was down 292, 139.45. September was down 255 at 138.27. July hogs down 22 cents, 84.05. August was down 47 cents at 84.97. Moving on to the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat at the close. July down 5 cents, 422 and 3 quarters. September down 4 and a half at 441. July wheat, Chicago's up a half penny at 454 and a half, 3 quarters. September was up down 3 quarters at 465. July corn was down 2 and 3 quarters at 484 and a half. September down 3 and a half at 389. July soybeans down 21 and a half, 1103. And August was down 22 cents, 1101 and a half. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.